The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey, Upstate. It's time to wake up.
Hey, Joy, it's Tim. Not sure if President Design, said that by design, but maybe the Democrats should just give him a list of words that he could never say because it offends him. Maybe we could move on that way.
Good morning, Joey. The left use racism and lynching as their own egg and their own nest that only they can hatch.
Here's the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
Portions of today's show brought to you by True Air Technologies. Radon is an odorless, invisible gas that is the second leading cause of lung cancer. Is your family at risk? Text Radon, R-A-D-O-N, to 877-235-9405, and you could receive a complimentary radon evaluation because living with radon is just not an option. Text Radon to 877-235-9405. One person reportedly shot at a Spartanburg gas station. Dispatch said the shooting was reported around 1:20 a.m. This morning at the Quick Trip on West Main Street in Spartanburg. Dispatchers say one person was shot. The victim's condition is not known at this time. Police have announced no arrest or suspects at this time either. This is a developing story. We'll keep you updated as the story unfolds this morning. South Carolina's junior Senator Tim Scott says he, however, probably would not have used the word lynching that the president used in trying to describe what he feels the Democrat mob is trying to do to him. Here's Tim Scott.
The impeachment process is the closest thing of a political death row trial. So I get his absolute rejection of the process. I wouldn't use the word lynching.
On the other hand, South Carolina senior senator, who has been at odds with the president in recent days over Syria, Lindsey Graham, says the president's right, that the Democrats are going to do anything they can to bring Donald Trump down.
When it's about Trump, who cares about the process, as long as you get him? So, yeah, this is a lynching in every sense. This is un-American. I've never seen a situation in my lifetime as a lawyer where somebody's accused of a major misconduct who cannot confront the accuser, call witnesses on our behalf, and have the discussion in the light of the day so the public can judge. If this continues in the House, it's a complete sham, and I will do everything I can to make sure it doesn't live very long in the Senate.
877-235-9405. Your call, your opinion, your insight on this Wednesday morning edition of the Morning Answer. Glad to have you along on Hump Day. We're headed to the weekend. If you can't get through on our busy talk lines, and they've been busy this morning, send me a quick note on the Big Rock text line. For all your natural stone and hardscape needs, visit GoBigRock.com. JR is in Westminster. Good morning, JR. How are you, sir?
Joey, you guys are holding it down as always. And, you know, when I think that the left can't do anything any more stupid, they'll come out and they will do something. And of course, no, am I offended that the president used the word lynching? No, as a matter of fact, you know, being black, I think it's most appropriate because people have to understand this word goes back, of course, coined by a gentleman by the name of Charles Lynch. Yep. It was coined back in the Revolutionary War times. We're going back to the 1770s, 1780s, and it was used against whites, loyalists, Tories that were loyal to the American citizens that were loyal to the crown. No, it doesn't matter what he does. You know, Joey, people better get serious about what's going on. They better get down to business. They better start praying for this nation, praying for our president.
Yep.
And we have, you know, Nancy Pelosi's traveling all over the world. Why didn't she take a delegation of a congressional delegation and fly them out to San Francisco where, you know, they need hip waders. You got all of the mess out there. You know, she's traveling to Afghanistan. We've got problems right here. But no, president, nah, it's not offensive. He knows what buttons to push, and no, he's I'm not offended at all.
Yeah. Hey, JR, while you were talking, Dustin just text said, can we start referring to Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the Lynch Mob?
Oh, you guys are too much. Of course we can.
Hey, by the way, you know Nancy Pelosi was in Greenville a few weeks ago. That may be her last trip to South Carolina, though, because you know in January, San Francisco, that they just enacted government employees can travel to South Carolina now. We're on the ban. There's 22 states that they're banned from traveling to because of our abortion stance. And so maybe Nancy never comes back.
Wow, I'm heartbroken over that.
I knew that was going to upset you, JR. Hey, have a wonderful day in Westminster, JR, and thank you for listening.
God bless.
God bless you as well.